Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be the Vessel podcast. My name is Daniel, and I play the roles of channeler and intuitive psychologist, aiming to bridge all aspects of the healing arts while navigating my return journey to the stars. I interview those journeying through all aspects of healing, whether that be from more traditional Western frames or from a more spiritual or spirit-based connection. What I always find is that everyone is a bridge between worlds, a universe unto themselves, and a unique light that shines brightly for the collective. If you like what you hear and are interested in more of my offerings, consider joining the Be the Vessel community at patreon.com/DrDanielAtkins, where you will find various unique offerings, bonus content, and podcasts such as my own channeled information and the new Be the Vessel healing series. May you find what you're looking for and remember the light within. Today's episode is a channeled message from what I refer to as the High Self. In other words, a communication from the aspect of me that resides in the frequency of love and presence. May it be a blessing for you wherever you are, which is exactly where you are meant to be. I invite you to allow the words of this transmission to simply wash over you, allowing what resonates to seep deeply into your energetic pores, and what doesn't to simply wash away. May you enjoy this channeled solo episode with love and spirit. We are here today at this day and time to communicate a message from the divine that all that is unfolding on our planet, your planet, this planet, at this time is divinely orchestrated. Divinely orchestrated and of the highest order. We really cannot communicate this enough, that the essence of all that is unfolding is the essence of all that is unfolding within each of you. All of this is for you, for your benefit, for your expansion, for your growth, for your divine knowing, communion, and reconnection with the source of all things, of which you are an expression. It is of this time that we consider it deeply important, of the highest importance, for you to recognize and awaken the heart chakra, the divine essence of feeling within you. So many of you on your planet have so much difficulty coming into the heart. This is for good reason, and we do understand this, but it is time now. It is time to truly awaken the multidimensionality of your heart. This is not for the faint of heart, so to speak. It comes with waves of emotion, waves of old patterns and conditioning from early life, from other people, from other belief systems, even from other worlds. What blocks your access to the heart space is all that your soul has experienced. Lifetimes of what you call trauma, lifetimes of emotional pain and strife, lifetimes of loneliness, of not belonging, of isolation, lifetimes of despair, of hopelessness. It is time now to heal. This is the most potent time of healing ever recorded on your planet. All is unfolding now in this potent time for you to truly embrace what your heart feels and desires. We invite you to practice honoring every desire within you. This does not mean playing it out or carrying it through or behaving in ways that will put you in harm's way, but it simply means honoring the desires for what they are, not as something childish or shameful, not as something to be punished for, but as an expression of your nature, of your unique heart-led expression of the whole, of the divine. You are an expression of the divine, so no desire within you is unworthy. No desire within you should be cast out, should be excommunicated. All desires within you are worthy and divine. This can understandably be a quite messy journey, for there is a lot within you that you have likely not paid close attention to over the past few years, or many years, or lifetimes, in fact. It may start to come out like a waterfall. New desires, new discoveries, new passions, a new love for life, that had been trapped and restricted for oh so long. Now is the time to open the gates of heaven, the gates of love. So much exists within you. We are inviting you to discover it now, more than ever before. If there are restrictions in your way, external restrictions that are being used as an excuse by the mind for roadblocks as to why you cannot pursue your highest passion, your most creative expression, consider that these roadblocks are simply mirroring back reflections of the roadblocks inside you, the fear of what would actually happen if you stepped deeper into your truth, deeper into your power, deeper into your expression of you. We are truly with you now. We are holding your hand, guiding you through this. You are protected by the fifth dimension, by the higher aspect of yourselves that sees all and exists in complete peace, complete bliss in all that is, in presence. As you begin to awaken the heart and pursue your passions, you will come alive. Life will be imbued with a greater sense of aliveness than you've ever felt or that you remember briefly as a child before it was forgotten, stripped away, or layered over with expectations, rules, punishment, games of scarcity, survival, and other people's demands. You are more free than you could ever imagine. It simply takes the intention to get free, to join us in this everlasting divine expression of consciousness, in bliss, in love. Love is not a game, you see, that has to be won or lost. It does not exist in a particular partner, a particular family construction, a particular career, a particular amount of wealth or achievement or ambition. It is an infinite reservoir available to every one of you in every moment, because all moments are now. We do understand that this is hard to conceive of within the confines of your mind, layered over with limiting thoughts, limiting beliefs, limiting emotions. But if you trust the process of going into the heart and accessing what is truly there for your desire, for your love, your higher pleasures, you will begin to see what we mean about the availability of this love, the availability of this reservoir to be dipped into at any time. This is different than the lower levels of pleasure and sensuality in the human form. While all pleasure is worthy, some pleasures play out in the form of distraction, escape, and not enoughness. Some of you seek pleasure from a place of unworthiness, reflecting back the state of unworthiness you feel inside, using the pleasure itself as a distraction from the feelings of shame and shadow. We speak of something different, a reservoir that actually welcomes in the shadow and absolves you of it, allows you to integrate the shadow, not to run from all those feelings, but allow them to be absorbed back home within the heart and transmuted into love. There is no need to hide from these shadows. Yes, it is painful, but the more you run, the more resistance builds and the more issues you incur in the physical form. This is not a path of escape. This is a path of coming home, because when you come home and surrender to what is home for you, all begins to resolve, all begins to surrender, all begins to settle and relax in the nervous system, in the breath. Suddenly, breath begins to move to parts of the body that it was not able to reach before, filling the cells with oxygen, with life force, with prana, energizing you in ways you have not felt in years. This is the awakening of the kundalini energy of the energetic body, where true pleasure, true desire, and true love transforms and is carried forth energetically through all parts of the body. All the external things you chase and use for pleasure are simply containers of this energy, doses, small doses of this energy that you use to substitute for your own limitless energy. All external forms of energy pale in comparison to the energy that can be awakened within you, within the heart space. It is perfectly fine to seek out people, places, and things to awaken the energy within, but do consider that your source of the Kundalini energy, of the life force within you, is more powerful than anything you could ever take in. Once you start to recognize this, all external sources are simply additive, supplementary, supportive for deeper and deeper permission, deeper and deeper opening, deeper and deeper access to what is within you. This is your mission, opening the access, the channel to higher dimensional planes, so the source of all life can flow through you, can awaken within your body, within your brain, can upgrade the nervous system to a capacity to allow this energy to flow through you like a river. Otherwise, through the narrow constrictions of your nervous system, of the trauma conditioning, of the limiting emotions and beliefs, all external sources can only crack open that dam. And then you likely become dependent on these sources to keep cracking open that dam ever so slightly, but it will grow more and more restricted as you become more and more dependent on the external sources. It is a process of going within. It does not mean you have to strip away all things you use for pleasure and enjoyment. Just consider with intention that they are inviting you into a pleasure and enjoyment that exists energetically within you. There is nothing truly you need outside of yourself. Of course, you did come here to the third dimension, to the physical form, to explore and create in what very much feels like real circumstances. But it is truly all a projection of the mind, of what exists within you. So please continue to use the things that give you joy externally, but it is a subtle, insidious game that unfolds when you continue to chase the external pleasures without recognizing that you are already whole and that they are simply awakening or cracking open something within you that is begging to be expanded. And you will know what we mean. You will know when you begin to express the creativity within you and it merges with the external circumstance. You may have been going to concerts for years, being washed over by the waves of musical frequency that light you up. And yet after those experiences, you may sink into a sense of loss or longing for what you experienced under the spell, under the hypnosis of the music. And yet as the Kundalini awakens within you, as the heart space opens, as the creativity and true voice begins to speak, the next time you go to that concert, there is more mutuality. There is giving and receiving, because as you are once again washed over by those frequencies of music, it lights up the space within you that is already opening and can hold this high vibration, this high light source that then gets emanated back out to the people around you and to the source of the music itself. So it becomes more of a dance between the source of the music and the source within you. It is more symbiotic, mutually beneficial, because you are here to receive, but the place you receive most from is spirit, from the higher aspect of yourself. So as you open to this, you realize there is so much you can receive just within you, just by tuning in and listening. And then these other experiences that you love to have can simply support that, add to that, color that, but they are not the source of your true receiving. What you truly receive is from the ultimate source. And you begin to recognize that all things you've placed your power in the external world, also receive from this source. They also receive and express a divine source, a source of the allness. And so if you are attracted to music, art, food, sex, travel, people, books, do it all. Welcome it all. Love it all. We just invite you to remember that your love comes from inside. And so when you welcome these things into your life, they simply remind you of your love. The love does not only exist within those things, although those can be expressions of love from the sources of their creation, the sources of the people who created them, or of the divine creator itself. And yet when you build a relationship with these different things, these different medicines, shall we say, all the medicine of a book, of a place, of a person does is invite you back home to the love within. And so when you read a particular story you enjoy, it is activating the heart space within you with an infinite capacity for joy, for resonance, for love. There is nothing else you need to understand about this process, nothing else you need to analyze, nothing else you need to dig into, which is the area of stuckness in traditional forms of therapeutic process to date. You need not go digging for your suffering. You only need a pathway to love. As you start to awaken and open to this love, to this reservoir, if you truly desire it authentically within yourself and recognize a readiness for it, all that needs to be felt and experienced will show up in your path. All the circumstances and the karmic contracts and the energetic cords that need to present themselves will do so. They will do so for you through divine reception and no chasing of your own. No need to chase healing. Healing simply arrives to you when you're ready. There is nothing you need to understand from this message, from this transmission. Simply allow it to wash over you and receive the frequency of it. Allow it to open and invite something within you. Allow yourself to move and express in all the ways you truly desire to do if you knew how free and fully loved you were and are. From this place of divine love and freedom, just keep asking, what next? What now? And see what comes. Inevitably, something will arise. It may feel still and anxious at first to tune so deeply into your heart space, a space that has been for so long neglected by the trappings of the ego mind and all the expectations and demands placed on you externally and internally. But as you begin to do so more fully than ever before, suddenly the dam will burst open and a wave of inspiration, creativity, and true desire will emerge. And yes, those may include relationships with external things, but you will begin to realize that the desire arose within you. It is a place within you calling in your own love. The desire is simply a desire to experience more of your own love, and it works through the creativity of the physical world. So with the desire within you to experience more love, you simply explore people, places, and things to reflect back that love. That's all that this journey is. It's simply honoring the desires within you to play out different stories and reflect back your own true nature of divinity and love. This is the only mission. And while it may look more nuanced for different people because you are individuals choosing to play out individual expressions of the whole, and so you do have quote-unquote different natures, desires, and it will look like different characters, ultimately, it is all reflected back in the reservoir of the fifth dimension of love, like different kinds of fish jumping up out of the ocean, expressing different forms of creativity, infinitely different forms, and then arriving back into the frequency, the ocean of love. The only reason to jump out of the ocean is to express a new form and reflect back a new resonance of that love, a new aspect of it. This is all we're doing here, leaping and expressing different aspects of the whole and arriving back in love. And yes, in the process, there is so much brutality, so much division, so much polarity. But if you receive this invitation, you begin to recognize that this reservoir of love actually has no opposite. Those forms of hatefulness, despair, violence, darkness in various forms is not the opposite of love. It is itself an expression. It is people choosing to play out those expressions until they are ready to let them go. And yes, there are many, many people still playing out these expressions of the lower vibration of the whole. But within you, within your heart space, if you come back to the reservoir, suddenly you start to relinquish attachment to your own forms of judgment, blame, despair, shadow. Suddenly you relinquish attachment to those other expressions of the shadow, the shadows of the light, and you actually let them be as they are. You stop trying so hard to fix everything, to fix yourself, to fix the world, and you allow it to happen. You allow the change within you to take place, and you allow the change of the planet to take place, trusting that this is divinely organized. No one deserves to suffer. No one deserves pain. But in some ways, this is part of the process of coming home, part of the awakening, learning how to release and free ourselves from pain. inside and seeing the world around us change, seeing the goodness, seeing the sparks of love and joy, and again, letting the shadows play out as they must. For the more you enter resistance and try to change and fix the world around you, the more you will suffer along with them. The more you come into yourself to change and rewire and upgrade and get free, the more you become an expression of this higher order love and light. Now, what do you think the world needs more? Your active resistance to things as they are, or your expression of love for all that is unfolding and all that will be? You may say, but what about advocacy? What about staying informed? What about having hard conversations? What of them? Do you advocate or stay informed or have hard conversations from a place of love? Or do you do it from fear and resistance and the needing to fix and change? You see, anything can be flipped on its head. Any expression, any behavior can appear to have some moral high ground or status and yet come from the same place that it's attempting to fix. And things that may appear to you to be wholly unhelpful, wholly self-centered, wholly not useful to the collective, like simply sitting and staring off into space, if it's in service of love, you have no conception of the power of this, of the power of what can be transmuted by simply allowing yourself to sit and tune in and raise your own vibration, raise your own feeling of bliss. You do this as much for the world as you do anything else. All of your advocacy, all of your staying informed combined, if it is fueled by fear, pales in comparison to the process of tuning in out of love for yourself and love for this journey and what may be discovered when you do so. And the longer you resist, the harder the invitations will come from your environment, from your circumstance, from your relationships, until you're ready to let go. Let go of the things you've been chasing so heavily in your circumstances, the raise, the approval, the right kind of partner, the audience, the job, even your health. If you've been working so, so hard to heal something, we invite you to let go. This does not mean give up. This does not mean quit your job. This does not mean wall yourself off and never talk to another person. But inside, practice releasing the striving for it all, the desperate need for it all. Because you see, once you go into that, into the heart, and experience all that it's holding on to so tightly, you begin to see that there is a place you yourself can soften into, and the power starts to return to you, the power you've been siphoning off to literally anyone and anything who expresses any interest in it. Giving it away to celebrities, to things you see on social media, to everyone you want to compare yourself to. If you just tune in and practice softening, bringing the breath home to you in the heart, what first you may find is all the places within you that are so tight. You do not need years of physical therapy or years of emotional therapy to begin softening. You can begin softening now. And then out of love for yourself, you may still pursue those forms of process. But it starts at home. Again, all those things, even the healing modalities, they're just invitations for you to come back home, for the energy source within you to open and awaken. So we invite you to simply tune in for just for a moment or two. Breathe in and soften. Notice where there is so much resistance, so much tightness being held, so much fear is what you'll find. All resistance is fear. All tightness is fear. And if it's playing out right now in the physical, allow yourself to be with that. Send love to the part of you that needs to play out the physical discomfort. In time, the emotional layers will reveal themselves too. The fear, all the fear that's being held and stored in your nervous system, throughout the energetic body. Begin to breathe love into that afraid part of you, the child self, if you will, and just for the moment, begin to let go. If the mind escapes off into every place it can imagine, let it do so. You'll come back. You'll come back when you're ready. The ego mind is a projection of all this fear, so it projects out in every circumstance you could imagine, all the fearful visions, All the excuses of why you have to be stuck in the mind, racing around, pursuing all these endless games. Just breathe into the feelings and into the fear and into the resistance itself in the body. And for the moment, let it be so. Let it be so. You are more loved than you know, more whole than you know, more capable than you could ever imagine. The time is now. When you are ready, let us begin.
Thanks for listening. If you like the episode and would like to support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review anywhere you listen. And if you'd like to connect further, feel free to reach out on Instagram, my website, or my Patreon page at patreon.com/Dr. Daniel Atkins, where for $5 a month, you can gain access to all sorts of exclusive benefits and offerings for the Be the Vessel community. This includes live channeled events, a new healing series podcast, and more. Until then, may you be the light, the frequency, and the vessel for your highest vision.